here's a story from The World.
In East Africa, there's a potential humanitarian disaster unfolding. The conflict in northern Ethiopia's Tigray region started more than a month ago. In that time, more than 50,000 people have fled the fighting and crossed the border into Sudan. Now, tensions are spiking at the border. The World's Africa correspondent, Halima Gikandi, reports.
The Handia Transit Center for Refugees sits next to the Tekeze River. On one side is Sudan, on the other is Ethiopia, and the border with Eritrea is not far from here either. Thousands of refugees have arrived here in recent weeks, fleeing the conflict in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region. Berhane is one of them. He's a school teacher, and he asked to be identified by his first name only because he fears for his family's safety back home.
We are lucky because now it's a very peaceful area.
We're sitting in a small tent for pregnant women and new mothers in this transit center. Beside Berhane is his wife Mebrehit and their newborn twins. The baby girls are sleeping quietly, wrapped in colorful blankets. The twins were born in the Ethiopian town of Humera, where Berhane and Mebrehit had gone seeking medical treatment.
We were in the hospital just before the starting the bombing. They were 5 days age.
The 5-day-old twins were in an incubator because they were born prematurely. That's when the fighting started.
Fire, shooting, heavy guns from the Eritrean side. Every people was fleeing. And most of the doctors and professional health professionals were fleeing with the people.
The shooting was coming from the Eritrean side, Berhane tells me. The Ethiopian government has denied receiving support from Eritrea during the conflict, but several refugees told me otherwise. After 3 days of bombing, Berhane says he and Mebrehit fled on foot into the forest, each of them holding one of the baby girls.
We have stayed in the forest, in the farmland for about 4 days, and there we didn't have any food to give them.
While they were hiding from the shooting, he says they passed by victims of the fighting, broken bodies, butchered limbs. They remember one boy in particular, named Zerai, probably around 16 years old.
He died by the heavy guns. And we buried him while we were running towards the Hamdai. He was buried in the Mikael Church in Humera.
Berhane says they buried him near St. Mikael Church in Humera. Due to the limited access to the region, it's difficult to confirm details like this. But Ethiopia's Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed, has said military operations in Tigray have resulted in no civilian casualties. Refugees say otherwise. These parents tell me they're surprised they even survived with their newborn children. But their future is still uncertain. Mebrehit says she hasn't been able to breastfeed the babies, and they both weigh less than 3 pounds. They keep telling me to eat, she says, because if I eat good food, I will produce the milk. But there isn't enough food for people here. Things are hard here in Sudan, the couple says, but it's better than being in Ethiopia right now. Abiy Ahmed's government has been saying it's safe for refugees to return to Tigray. Berhane thinks otherwise.
I don't believe this government. It's very liars. He lies.
The couple is hoping to move on to a larger refugee camp called Umm Rakuba. More than 20,000 refugees have settled there already. It's further into Sudan, the opposite direction from home. In recent days, refugees say Sudanese officials have been pushing people to move there. I spoke with Yagut Mohammed with the Sudanese Red Crescent. He said one reason is insecurity at the border.
We have more soldiers in the border. This area is not safe.
The area is not safe for refugees, Mohammed tells me over the phone. The UN Refugee Agency recommends that refugee camps be at least one full day of travel from the border. Last week, Sudan's government said Ethiopian forces and militias had crossed into a disputed border area, killing Sudanese soldiers. Sudan has since deployed more soldiers to the border, according to state media. There have also been reports of Ethiopian forces from inside Ethiopia preventing refugees from crossing into Sudan, or even worse, attacking them. Tetemke Asmalash says he has experienced this firsthand. He's been staying in the Hamdiyat area, near the river. When I meet him, he's lying on a cot. One of his eyes is bloodshot, and an IV line runs into his hand. There's gauze tied around his leg. It's a gunshot wound, he tells me. I'm a father of three, he says. I brought my children here to the transit center and then went back to harvest my sorghum. A few days ago, he says, he crossed the river to go back to Ethiopia to return to his own land. He wanted the sorghum to make something to eat for his children. Asmalash says militiamen from the Amhara ethnic group shot at him while he was running away. Those militias are thought to be fighting alongside government forces in Tigray. Asmalash tells me that people later helped him get back across the river to Sudan. At one point, he struggles to speak through his busted lip. His friend Debese Tareke fills in the details. He explains that food is in short supply here. Children are going hungry. But crossing back to Ethiopia has proved a dangerous option. Our people in Tigray are being killed, Tareke says. You need to understand that our people are in danger. We need the world to know this and help us go back home safely. Ethiopian officials recently visited eastern Sudan to talk about the return of refugees. The UNHCR says any repatriation of refugees must be done voluntarily. But with the border area proving to be so unsafe, few might be willing to return. For the world, I'm Halima Gikandi, Hamdayat, Sudan.